By the beginning of 1926, it seemed that George Merrick's concept of a tropical city beautiful was one of unalloyed genius. Assessed property values neared the $100 million mark, quite a rise in value for what had begun as a $10,000 160-acre homestead. Merrick boasted that more than $150 million had been spent in development altogether, adding that more than 100 miles of paved streets and another 125 miles of sidewalks stitched the 16 square miles of its territory. Coral Gables was now a formally incorporated city with a mayor and commission, and $8 million in bonds had been floated to finance various city improvements. The lavish Biltmore Hotel had brought national acclaim to the new city. Tallman Hospital had opened, plus a pair of banks, 8 religious congregations, 2 golf courses, as well as a military academy for boys, St. Joseph's Academy for girls, and Coral Gables Elementary School and Ponce de Leon High School, enrolling 10% of the high school-age students in Dade County. All this, where less than a decade before, only pines and fruit trees dotted a sleepy landscape. But then, just as construction had commenced for the University of Miami, the cultural capstone of the idealized settlement, the hurricane of 1926 delivered the first body blow to Coral Gables. And, as if the devastation wreaked by the storm were not enough, another haymaker, more psychological than physical, was soon to come. There'd been concern among banking interests in the Midwest and Northeast about rampant land speculation in Florida, and lobbying groups had placed a number of full-page newspaper ads warning those expecting to get rich quick by buying and selling lots and properties, sometimes lying underwater, sight unseen. While Merrick's operations were entirely above board, he liked to point out that he'd plowed every penny of profit back into the development of his beloved city. Investors, made leery by the bad press, began to stall on promised projects. Purchasers were suddenly defaulting on payments for lots. And, just as in the early 21st century real estate crisis, lenders became unwilling to extend credit to even the most worthy. As one contemporary banker has put it, 90% of economic reality lies between the ears of individuals. And things were no different more than 75 years ago. Noted Miami historian Arva Moore Parks wrote that by 1928, for the first time in the city's short history, more people were leaving than arriving. Then, with the stock market crash of 1929, the bottom fell out for Merrick. The Coral Gables Corporation, out of cash, was forced into bankruptcy. Merrick, who watched associate after associate turn on him as the economy soured, was forced from his city commission seat and had to liquidate everything he owned to pay off his debts. He would later go back into real estate, even developing a fishing resort on Matecumbe Key, itself wiped out by the hurricane of 1935. But his days as a mover and shaker, as well as the fairy tale era of Coral Gables, had come to an end. Merrick, who had in 1940 been appointed postmaster of Miami by U.S. Senator Claude Pepper, died in 1942, broke but not broken, as nephew Donald Kuhn puts it. Mostly, he was proud of what he'd accomplished, and I think most of us would understand why.